Zayin Mar Cheshvan, Tuesday the 20th of October, Rabbi Eli Pick, Shoma Vazocha B'dibur Echod.
I think we all commend the initiative of Chief Rabbi Mervis in spearheading the Shabbat UK project, and it's wonderful to be part of it. Shomer v'zocher b'dibur echad, a phrase familiar to all of us, we sing it in the Lechot Dodi. It comes from a Gemara in Shavuos, Daf Chof Amud Beis. Tanya, zocher v'shomer b'dibur echad, they were said in one go. The two expressions were said simultaneously at exactly the same moment. What the mouth cannot really say and what the ear cannot really hear, it was a nes. We can't do such things, although some people amongst us might talk so much that they might think they can do it, but we can't actually pronounce two words in exactly one go. Mind you, if you look at the words of Shomer and Zocher, you'll see hidden in the Shomer, on the left leg you get a Zayin, and in the Mem of Shomer you got a Chof on the right hand side, so you got the Zocher buried inside the Shomer. So the two are almost exactly the same. The two, in a way, are synonymous. And we're going to ask why that is. Why is it that they were said at exactly the same moment? What is the significance of having them b'dibur echod? Certainly we know that Zocher, which is in Yisro in the Aseres Adibros, represents the mitzvahs aseh of Shabbos, and Shomer, which is in the Aseres Adibros of Tvoes Chanon, represents the mitzvahs lo saseh, like the Lamates Melochus. But the two of them come together. And the Ramban and others say that the Zocher is the Oneg Shabbos, the Kiddush, the three meals, the Zemiras, the Davening, all that is part of the As Mitzvah Saseh of Shabbos. And the Shomer, of course, is the Lo Saseh, which is the Lamates Melochus. So much so that anybody who thinks they can just sleep in bed the whole of Shabbos and not perform these Mitzvah Saseh, they're not really keeping Shabbos. They haven't got the Zocher of Shabbos because they haven't got the three meals and the Kiddush, etc., etc. So the Rashba writes in his Tshuvas in Tov Reish Yud Daled that to eat and drink on Shabbos is a mitzvah d'oraisa in order to fulfill the mitzvah of Zocher. Certainly the Zocher, we can understand, has lots of advantages and benefits to a family life. In fact, where the Aseres Adibros writes in Parshas Yisro, it says, Asa uvincho uvitecho avdecho v'amosecho. And my father Zatzal said that you here get a hint of how the family life is contributing to the Shabbos, but even more so how the Shabbos is contributing to the family life. And Shabbos, of course, the Zocher, is a whole week we're performing the mitzvah. Every day we say, like today, Hayom Yom Shlishi B'Shabbos. So we're performing the mitzvah of Zocher every single day. And Reb Chaim Shmulevich said that the mitzvah of Zocher is not like the mitzvah of Tashbisu. Tashbisu is getting rid of your chometz, and you might not have any chometz on Erev Pesach, so what do? You sit still and you do nothing, and you're still performing the mitzvah of Tashbisu. You just do nothing and you do the mitzvah. Great. But when it comes to Zocher, that's not good enough. You have to actively pursue Shabbos with the Oneg and the Zemiras and the meals, etc. Reb Moshe Feinstein writes in Chelek Hay of his Tshuvas that the Zocher also includes the takonos which protect Shabbos, the sanctity of Shabbos, the atmosphere of Shabbos. For example, there's such a thing as Techa Yaseira. So you are allowed to do some exhaustive things on Shabbos. You can schlep chairs up the stairs, you can walk to the Royal Free Hospital and back, and you'll be exhausted afterwards, and you haven't done anything wrong. But there are some activities which are frowned upon under takonos Chachomim. And similarly, the Chachomim made a takona based on a posuk in Yeshaya, not to deal with business activities and not to talk about business activities. Rabbi Cooper Zatzal once told me of a Rav who had a mother-in-law who just wouldn't stop talking. She was nattering away the whole time on Shabbos. So he said to her mother, "You are breaking Shabbos. You're mechal Shabbos." It says in the posuk, "Vedaber dovor." So the Torah Tamima asks this question, why is it that Shomer and Zocher were b'dibur echod? And you might say, well, the answer is simple, because in the Gemara in Brachos Daf Chof, it talks about the din of women, that they have to keep Shabbos just like men. You might think that women don't have to keep Shabbos because it's a mitzvah aseh shezman geroma, and it's a time-allotted mitzvah, a mitzvah aseh, so you might say, all right, they don't have to keep the zochor, even though they have to keep the shomer, which they have to keep, because it's a halos aseh. So the Gemara comes along and tells you there's a hekesh. There's a hekesh between the shomer and the zochor, that even though it's a mitzvah aseh shezman geroma, she'ani hocho, kol she'yeshno b'shmiro, yeshno b'zechiro, and the two go hand in hand. Therefore, women have to keep the mitzvahs of Shabbos, they have to hear or make kiddush, they have to have three meals, and so on. But you might argue, saying, well, that's not really an answer, because if you want to make a hekesh between Shomer and Zochar, so the Pasuk could have said, Shomer v'Zochar is Yom HaShabbos l'kadsho. Why did it have to be b'dibur echod, in one expression? And Rashi in Yisrael actually mentions a number of examples where certain dinim are mentioned b'dibur echod, in one go. Shomer v'Zochar was not the only one. For example, lo silbash shatnez, you may not wear shatnez, and gedilim taseloch, the mitzvah of tzitzis. So that comes to tell you that with tzitzis you're allowed to wear shatnez. So there's an apparent contradiction between the two, so the two come together. Another example, mechalalel mos yumos, and it says shnei chavosim. So you've got to bring the korban musaf on Shabbos, even though it looks like it's a malocha. So the two come together as one. So the Maram Alashka says, and he quotes Gaonim, that here we got a case where people might think that one din said after the other one will supersede the other one, because in a way it gives a contradiction to the other one, the tzitzis with the shatnas. So the two are said at exactly the same moment in order to make you aware that there isn't really any contradiction between them, and one does not supersede the other. But he asks, what about Shomer v'Zochor? Where is the contradiction? There's no contradiction between Shomer and Zochor. One is not to perform the 39 melachos, and the other one is simply the Zochor of Shabbos, to have the meals. It's not a contradiction against the 39 melachos to have Kiddush and to have three meals on Shabbos. So he asks, where is the contradiction? So the Torah Tamima, he brings another chazal, he brings the Mechilta, which says, Zochor melefono v'shomer la'acharov, that there is a din of Tosefes Shabbos Mosifin Achola la'kodesh, which means that you have to add a number of minutes before Shabbos on Friday afternoon, and you have to add a number of minutes after Shabbos on Motzei Shabbos. And you might think that because you're bringing in Shabbos early on Friday afternoon, you might be able to bring out Shabbos earlier on Shabbos evening. So comes along Shomer v'Zochor b'dibur echod to tell you that although there's an apparent contradiction, says the Torah Tamima, you have Hachola l'kodesh to do a Tosefes Shabbos both before and also after. That is the answer of the Torah Tamima, but if we have time we'll come back to him. So the Marshal says, why they b'dibur echod? Because both of them, it says, l'kadosho. With both Shomer and Zochor, you are sanctifying the Shabbos. The Shem Yishmuel says that the reason why Shomer and Zochor are b'dibur echod is because the Shomer and the Zochor represents two different parts of your body. The Zochor is your brain. You remember things, that's the moach. So that's your brain. And the Shoma, he says, is the lave, the heart. And you're combining the intellect together with the emotion. Just like with tefillin, we wear the shel yod, which is keneged halev, and you wear the shel rosh, which is on the brain. And the two together symbolize the whole of Yiddishkeit, that we're combining our intellect, our seichel, with our emotion for Avas Hashem. And without one of these ingredients, you haven't got the right derech. So you see this both by Shabbos and also by tefillin. And of course tefillin is on the yad, and it has just one compartment, whereas the shel rosh has four compartments. You know, amongst the yidden we've got various chevra, different drochim, some do things this way, some do things that way, in the way the derech is explained. But when it comes to the actual doing, to the yad, keeping Shabbos, kashrus, etc., we all do the same thing, and that is why you have one compartment in the shel yad. Keneged ha-moach, keneged ha-lev. So what is this idea of the moach, the brain? It represents a consciousness. The Zohar is telling you something a bit more than just remembering. It's hinting at meleches machsheves, Osra Torah. As Yanki was just talking about, the meleches ha-mishkon symbolized the creative activities of Hashem creating the world, and the melachos are based on that. So it's something which is based on the moach. And we all have to familiarize ourselves with what is a meleches machsheves. min ha'tara to do a melacha properly. You're doing the whole melacha kulo. You're doing it gufo. You're doing tzrich on a gufo for the purpose that it was put to in the Mishkan. Kedarko in the normal way. Miskaven that you've got kavona to do the melacha. Masakein that it's constructive. And kiyum that it's lasting. But temporary writing is also awesome because it's also midrabbonon, and we're not going to denigrate what the mitzvahs drabbonon are. So if you don't comply with all these rules of meleches machsheves, then you still have an issa drabbonon in most circumstances. But that is the zocher, to remember the consciousness, and you are implementing that with the shomo, which represents the melochus. So you need the meleches machsheves, which is the Zohar, and you've got the Shomer representing the Lama Tes Malachas. So the two blend together, B'dibur Echot. That's the Shem Mishmuel. The Maharal in his Gur Aryeh gives another idea. In Parshas Vayeschanon, he says how really Shomer V'Zohar B'dibur Echot is that they are synonymous with each other. They are really one concept and not two concepts coming together. How is that so? He says, if a person stops working, so he leaves his office in good time, comes home for Shabbos, and then goes straight to bed, and does nothing at all other than sleep. So he says, that person has stopped work, so you might say he's keeping to the Shomer, he's not doing any Malacha, but he hasn't recognized Shabbos. He hasn't made Kiddush, he hasn't davened with Mekadesh HaShabbos. So he says, just like he hasn't kept the Zohar, he hasn't kept the Shomer either. Because the two go hand in hand. Because the Shomer says L'Kadosho and the Zohar says L'Kadosho. Similarly, conversely, if a person does not keep the Shomer and does Melacha, but he's very particular about the Zohar, he makes Kiddush, he goes to the synagogue, he says, I'm a good Jew, I go and hear the sermon, and afterwards he drives to the golf club or to a football match, yeah? Alright, he's doing Melacha, and he'll claim he's doing the Zohar. Says the Maharal, no. He's not committing himself to the Zohar as well as the Shomer, because the two go hand in hand. He's not allowing the Kedusha in. As the Kotzke Rebbe once said, where is Hashem? All right, we say Hashem is everywhere. He said, where is Hashem? Hashem is wherever you let him in. And he's not letting Hashem in. If he's doing Malachas on Shabbos, he's not committing the Zohar either. That is why it's B'dibur Echod. An important message to those who think they can park the car around the corner and go to the synagogue and feel that they are a good Jew. Rav Yosef Albo, in his Sefer Ikarim, writes Fundamentals of Emunah when it comes to this subject of B'dibur Echod. He says, Shomer and Zohar are two different concepts relating to creation. And our whole Emunah is based on Hashem's creation. We remember the Bria, which happened 5,756 years ago, that is Zohar, something to remember. And by remembering that, we also remember the Shabbos. But apart from creating the world initially, Hashem didn't just stop and let things carry on their own. Every single day, He is still creating the world. HaMachadesh B'tuvah B'chol Yom Tomid Ma'aseh Bereishis. That anybody who is so naive to think they created the world and then that was it, is making such a big mistake in their emunah. Because we are reliant on Hashem's hashkocha every single day that the world continues properly. And he says that even though it looks like nature, teva, if it comes from a nes, which was the Bria Sa'olam, then that is a nes as well. Because it's yesh me'ayin. So he says with Zohar we remember the creation. And remember in Yisro, where it says the Aseres Adibra Zochas Yama Shabbos Lekadosho, there it says Kishesh Yomim Oso Hashem Es Hashemayim Es Haaretz. It's talking about the creation. Hashem created the world in 6 days, and He rested on the seventh day. Whereas in Vayeschanon, where it talks about Shomer, it doesn't talk there about the creation of the world. It says V'Zochar Toki Eved Hayiso B'Mitzrayim. Remember, you Yisro Ve'Otziach Hashem Elokeinu Biot Chazok V'Zoyan Tzuyah Al Kain, etc. So we're talking about Yisro Mitzrayim and the Nisim. Why? Because as the world is functioning day by day with the Hashkocha of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, He can change nature as He sees fit. So the Nisim of Yisro Mitzrayim is to symbolize this continual Hashkocha which Hashem is doing Hamachadish B'Tuvah B'Chol Yom Tomid. So that is the fundamental of Emunah. If you don't believe either of those, then you're a kofer. And says Rav Yosef Albo, this is his Maimer Gimel, he says there's a third aspect to Shabbos, and that is that the Torah was specifically given on Shabbos. Why? Because we have to understand and recognize and accept that Torah is min hashamayim. It's like a triangle. At one corner of the triangle, he's got the Zohar to know that there was a Bria and to accept that Hashem created the world with all the Nefloas Habore. The second one is the Hashkocha, that Hashem is continually monitoring and managing all this Bria, the Shomer. And then thirdly, that the Torah is specifically given for the study, the Shabbos is specifically given for the study of Torah. And so when we look at this word Zohar and remember, forgive the pun, and remember that it is something to do with the Bria, remembering the Bria, it extends itself to another idea, and that is when you remember the Bria and understand what creative activity really is, then you come to appreciate what Melacha is. Because we have to dispel the notion that the Torah is saying you may not work. It doesn't say Avodah, it says Melacha. Why? Because there's hardly any effort involved in doing so many malachas. And you might think, well, what's the big deal? Does Hashem really care if I flick a light switch? What am I doing? It's not work, but it's a creative activity. So with the Zohar, by remembering the Bria and understanding what creative activity is, we can then properly perform and comply with the rule of Shomer of the Lamed Tes Malachas. So even small creative actions can be forbidden. Why? To remember creativity. So flicking the light switch is not work, but it's a malacha. Striking a match is creative. These are light activities, forgive the pun. Plucking a rose, frying an egg, no effort involved in any of those. By understanding the Zohar, we can keep the Shomer. By doing these things, we show we have a mastery over nature. But humankind steps back on Shabbos and refrains from these creative activities to show that Hashem is really the master over nature. So by understanding what creative activity is, namely the Shomer, we can then keep the Zohar and commemorate the creation. That is why, in a way, they are synonymous. And we can't stress this enough. What is the idea of what is a melacha, a creative activity? The apikosim, they can't understand this. They think it's just a day of rest, which means no hard work. To be a shtickel yid and to know what is melacha. That if there's a thread sticking out of your jacket and you snap it off, that's an av melacha of makib apatish. Well, I told Lodom, but it's a melacha of makib apatish. Just to be a shtickel yid and know what makib apatish is. To water a plant. Zareya. To make a bouquet of flowers, a nice hobby which people might enjoy doing. They don't consider that as work, but it's meleches ma'amer, like binding sheaves. Squeezing fruits, chita, just to understand what is the melacha of dosh. A double knot on your shoelace, to be a shtickel yid and know that kosher is a melacha, a simple knot. Just to write two letters of the alphabet is a melacha d'oraisa, isur min haTorah, meleches kosev. These don't require any effort. They don't require any menial, manual activity. So carry some paper tissues in your pocket when you go out in the street, where there's no eruv, of course. What effort is involved in doing such a thing? All right, carrying is called melacha grua, but it's an av melacha. Taking the fly out of the soup. There are exceptional circumstances as to how you do it. We won't go into that now. But bore, to be a shtickel yid and know what bore means. We've got to get our priorities right. That, you know, the chulens and kigel are all very nice, but what is the main thing about Shabbos which people have to be just in order to be a shtickel yid? I was in a house not long ago, a very Orthodox household, a very Hasidic household, very warm and friendly and medaktic household. And they were about to make me a cup of tea. The guy wears a shtreimel. His children, I don't know which is longer, the peos or the tzitzis, but it's a very frum household. And he was about to pour hot water from the urn onto a tea bag for me. And I said, no, wait, don't do that, please. To be a shtickel yid and to know what is meleches bishul. Small, simple activities, but this is a creative activity. Just to know, pour your water into a dry, clean cup, transfer it to another cup, and then put into it whatever you wish. All right, some say there are exceptions with tea bags because it's Kali Bishul, one should know what these halachas are. And that's why one has to regularly learn them. But to be a shtickle either, know what is Bore, what is Bishul. Not to use a grater, Meleches Toche. Making a paste, Meleches Losh. And of course, to know how to make a cup of tea. We're talking here, it's very nice. Shabbat UK is all about Kirov Rechokim, to bring non-observant people into our Shabbos meals. But in addition to Kirov Rechokim, we need to do Kirov Kerovim as well, to make sure that we know how to do these things. I was in New York not very long ago, in a large synagogue where somebody came in to prepare a Kiddush, a Haimish, a young bocher, and he had this huge roll of white paper, which he unrolled across a long table, and then he cut it with a blade to prepare for the Kiddush. And I went up to him, I said, do you realize what you've just done? He said, what are you talking about? I said, you've done a melacha d'oraisa. Marking something out is a melacha. Cutting to shape, mechateich, it's a proper melacha. I said, you've done a melacha. He said, oh, I did it with a shinoi. I said, I beg your pardon? He said, I did it with a shinoi. First of all, he did not do it with a shinoi. He did it in the normal way. And second of all, even if he did do it with a shinoi, so what? So it's osamid rabbonon, a piatara she yerucho. Anyway, I think he got the message. So, to be a shtickle yid and to know what is allowed and what is not allowed on Shabbos, and apart from knowing what meleches machsheves is, know what is a psik resha, small, simple actions, which can nevertheless constitute a melacha. And why did Chazal take precautions? Because it's so easy to slip. So they made certain takonos. Why don't we play music on Shabbos? Have you ever seen a guitarist when he's playing and he feels that there is a flat note on his guitar, almost subconsciously, what does he do? He tightens the string to make the music perfect. Just that tightening of the string is a creative activity. It's a malocha of masake and it's makeh bepatish. But it was almost subconscious. So this interesting idea of light activity, of minimal effort, comes out from the Torah itself. Where? So the Rav of London in 1700, Rav David Nieto, he wrote a sefer Kuzri Sheni, which was so well acclaimed that the Shagas Aryeh personally made sure it was reprinted. And in this sefer, he quotes the posuk from Sefer Bamidbar, Vayiyu b'nei Yisrael Bamidbar, we were in the Midbar, well of course we knew we were in the Midbar, Vayimtsu ish mekoshish eitzim b'yom v'shabos, and there was a man caught gathering sticks. So why does it say Bamidbar? We know we were in the Midbar. And what was his malacha? Well, there's a machlokus in the Gemara, what malacha he was actually doing. Some say he was carrying, some say he was actually malaket or kores, cutting from the ground, and some say he was ma'amer. But that's not for now. He was doing a malacha, and he was punished. He was guilty. Now, in a desert, you don't get big trees growing. He obviously wasn't cutting heavy logs. He must have only been gathering very small sticks, because that's all you find in a desert. That's why, says Rav David Nieto, the word is used, mekoshesh eitzim. Not melaket or kores, which are words you would normally associate with such an activity. Mekoshish comes from kash. Kash means straw. To show he was doing just a small, light activity requiring minimal effort. And that's illustrated by the Torah. So nowadays, with technology, you push a button, you can be doing amazing things, but you are refraining from creative activity if you hold back from doing that. And people, they can run their factories nowadays with automation, maybe the whole of Shabbos, and it's an insult to Shabbos. And so lots of shyness arise when people are using automation. And now they're talking about driverless cars. So some oibachuchim might come along and say, oh, well, I can go into a driverless car on Shabbos. It senses its surroundings, the radar, the GPS. It's got computer vision. I don't have to do anything. I'm not doing any malacha. I'll activate it with a time switch. There's an Erev here, so what am I doing wrong? So we have to understand that both Zohar and Shomar are lekadosho. And there is no doubt whatsoever that even if you find all sorts of ways of getting out of the malacha, we're not going to be using driverless cars on Shabbos unless it's for person pekuach nefesh or whatever. We have to keep the kedusha of Shabbos and recognize this interplay of zochar with the shomar. By applying the zochar and knowing and remembering what creative activity means, then and only then we will know how to keep the shomar. And that is why the Abedibur Echot. And there's another way of looking at this, in a similar light, but slightly different. And that is this. The Zohar, we know, represents the assay, the enjoyment, the leisure activity of Shabbos, the eating, the shluf. That's the Zohar. The Shoma, we know, represents the Lamates Melochus. But they lend meaning to each other. Why? First of all, the negative commandment of Lo Sasakom Melocho is really the same thing as Bayom HaShvi Tishbos, you shall rest. So although it's talked about as something which is negative, as a no-no, it's really a do. It is an assay of Tishbos, that you shall rest. So the no becomes the yes. Conversely, the physical enjoyment of Shabbos, the leisure activities of Shabbos, have to have certain parameters defined to them. Otherwise you will lose the spiritual meaning of Shabbos. If you say, well, my leisure activity and my relaxation of Shabbos is to go to the golf club or to go to a football match, that's not keeping Shabbos. That's not Oneg Shabbos. So the Zohar is representing a restraint. Although you're calling it a positive commandment, inbuilt in it, in order to perform it properly, you've got the no-no as well. So you've got the no turning into a yes and the yes turning into a no. And now we can come back to the original question of the Torah Tumimah. He asked, all these other Dibur Echods have contradictions or apparent contradictions. What is the contradiction between Shama and Zohar? One is talking about Oneg and the other one's talking about Melochus. Because we can see that the don'ts of Shabbos really are like a do. And that the do's of Shabbos may contain the don'ts. So you've got what might seem like apparent contradictions. So that is why it fits into the Torah Tumimah's analysis of contradictions being apparent when you have the Dibur Echod. I recall that Rav Jacobovitz, the previous chief rabbi, before the last one, said a very interesting idea. It says, Vayechal Elokim Bayom HaShvi. Hashem rested on the seventh day. Sorry, Vayechal means he stopped work. Vayechal Elokim, and he stopped work on the seventh day. Now you can ask the question, hold on a minute. Hashem created the world in 6 days, not in 7 days. And he stopped on the sixth, and then he rested on the seventh. But the Pasuk says, Vayechal Elokim Bayom HaShvi. So what happened on the seventh day that he did a malacha? Of course not. He didn't. So what does it mean? He wanted to demonstrate that when you stop work, that is a creative part of your work. To know how far to go and then to stop. Hashem was creating the world. And after his 6 days, he realized, that's it. Vayara Lakim Kitov, he saw everything was good. But if Hashem would have carried on creating more and more, he realized he would have started to destroy what he had already created. And what is going on nowadays with human technology? We create so much that in the end, what are we doing? We're creating pollution. We're creating self-destructing nuclear power. Climate change, carbon emissions. We're destroying civilization. Shomer means guarding, or what the town planners call sustainability. That the whole idea of Shabbos is to know when to stop, because otherwise by your creating, by your Shomer, your Melochus, you will be forgetting as to how the world should be functioning. The Zoch and the Shomer come b'dibur echod, and that's why it says, Vayechal Elokim Bayom HaShvi'i. So by desisting from overdoing creative activity, even during the week, we are Zohar, just by keeping the Shomer, we are Zohar, preserving the world, we're remembering what is the need is for Hashkocha in maintaining the world as the Shliach of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The relevance of Shabbos today is more relevant than it's ever been before, and that is why we've got Shomer, Zohar, the Dibur Echad. Thank you.